Hello everyone, this is Paul Bogish, and welcome to another Turkey Crossing podcast. Today, I actually woke up this morning, went out on my bike and did a podcast, and let's just say I accidentally erased the whole darn thing. It was kind of interesting that it ended up getting erased because it ended up going very long, and I was contemplating erasing it, and I guess the world was telling me I should have started all over. So here I am starting all over again, and I'm sure this one will be much shorter. The podcast was kind of the history of my experience with Classroom 2.0 tools. And I started, to give you the synopsis now, I started a few years ago, and I used a wiki during the summer to stay connected with the graduating class, and there were all sorts of issues with it. It was too slow, and it was a pain in the neck to use, and it kind of fizzled out. And when I had a student teacher this year, I decided, normally when I have a student teacher, I pick one thing to focus on and research, and so Classroom 2.0 skills was the thing that I picked. And I opened up the wiki when she was teaching, and two classes were kind of using it informally. Everybody had set up a personal page, and I was just letting kids mess around with it so that when I came back into the classroom, they'd be ready to go. There was some informal academic stuff going on in there. The class with the student teacher was discussing whether or not there should be a Women's History Month, and they wanted more time to discuss it, and I suggested they take it to the wiki, and after 4 or 5 days, one class worth of kids had over 200 edits just on that one discussion. It was just an amazing discussion. So when the student teacher left, all the kids knew that they had to be registered on the wiki the week that I came back. So that Friday before, I got a call from a mother, and her son was unable to register on Wikispaces, unable to get a username. And she called me, and she also had some other concerns about the safety of it. She had just been to our state general attorney, does a wonderful, if your kid is using MySpace, they will be murdered speech. And she basically thought that if her kid was going to be a part of the wiki, that someone was going to come to the school and kill us all. And unfortunately, I'm not joking when I say that. So I talked to her on the phone, I wrote her a big email, I gave her some links to look at, and she came back even more scared. Her argument was that anybody could get onto this wiki, see the town we live in, see the school that we go to, see the name of the kid named Paul, and come to the school, find Paul and kill him. There was a post I put on another website in which I said that I live in the town of Bethany and work in a blue-collar school, and she believed that someone could find out where Bethany was, locate the blue-collar schools around me, figure out which one I taught in, and then come and kill us. It goes on and on from there. Were there some valid points in her argument? Sure. There were a couple of kids who used parts of their last name in their username. One kid as a picture, used a picture of himself. He was 15 years old when I had him. He used a picture of himself when he was, I think, 11 or 12, in big, funny-looking sunglasses, so that to tell you the truth, when I saw the picture, I didn't even know it was him. I just figured it was some goofy picture of somebody else that he found randomly. And, you know, basically she went to the state attorney general, and of course that's risk to minor, and I wasn't going to play around with that. And I knew that all she was going to, you know, her next step was probably, if it kept going, to call the superintendent. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but after she contacted me, she went to the principal. That was the next step. And I knew that her next step was, you know, she'd already gone to me, to this principal, to the attorney general. Obviously, the superintendent is next. And if she called over there, there's no way anybody would have listened to me and taken a look at what we were doing. It would have been closed down. If it was closed down, it would have been closed down for good next year, the year after, and so forth. And so what I decided to do is, as soon as the principal told me, and actually that's not true, it took me all night to think about it, I decided to shut it all down around midnight, the night she called the principal. Argument being that if I shut it down, I would have a chance to open it up again next year. If somebody else told me to shut it down, the superintendent or the principal, then it would be shut down for good. After it closed down, there was a podcasting grant which came out from our district, and you know, I called the guy and I basically said, if you're going to allow people to podcast, you're going to have the same issues that I just had, and unless you're willing to stand up behind it, there's going to be all sorts of problems. And our tech guys are not educators. Our tech guys are, you know, put the hardware into the buildings and fix it when it breaks, sort of thing. You know, every once in a while they'll show us something, but it's, you know, they're not into utilizing the technology for all the purposes that Classroom 2.0 tools are supposed to be used for. And I told them, I said, you know, unless, you know, the district is expecting people to use these podcasts like a cassette recorder. You know, have a kid do a presentation in class, record it, and put it on the server. I don't know what the heck they're going to do with it, but, you know, nobody else could hear it. And nobody else from outside of the school could hear it or commented on it. And you might as well just put it on a cassette and throw it in a closet. So when I wrote up my grant, I kind of wanted to really force the issue. I said that my podcast would be used in conjunction with a wiki. They would be stored on the wiki. They would be used to do presentations for people and communicate with people outside of the school system, outside of the states. And other people that heard them would be able to correspond back to us. And that was some pretty scary stuff for our district. And lo and behold, though, the tech guy did give me a call, and he went through all the problems I had with why I shut down the wiki. And the podcast was given to me. The grant for the podcast was given to me. So, in a little way, that was kind of a blessing from the school system, you know, saying, go ahead and do it. Kind of, sort of. So, after discussions with my principal, I decided that I would come in during the summer and give him a presentation of everything that I'm doing. And what I've found, and, you know, a lot of people have blogged and podcasted about the difficulty of doing professional development on Classroom 2.0 tools, I've found that it's impossible to just jump in and say to someone, here's what I'm doing with it, because there's all these fears you have to first overcome. And I don't know, again, what it's like in other states, but it's in Connecticut, man. There are, you know, the news media plays up any kind of cyberspace problem so that anybody in the state thinks it can happen to their kid. Sorry, I had to stop it there to check into the lake. I'm actually bringing my girls to swim lessons. Kind of forgot where I even was, but I basically presented to the principal, and man, I could tell that it wasn't going to happen. Basically, I get the impression that he's getting a lot of pressure from central office about everything that's been going on in the last few years. And what I'm going to end up having to do is to present all of the stuff I want to do to the assistant superintendent, who's in charge of curriculum and everything else like that, and possibly the superintendent. And so that will happen in 2 or 3 weeks. So what I'm looking for is I'm going to start planning my presentation, and what I'm planning to do is to do about 15 minutes or so of, you know, the what do you know, or shift happens videos, go into the 21st century skills that are needed and why this stuff works, and I have this unblocked. And one second. Yeah, your sunblock you put on before works. Sorry. Spend about 10-15 minutes going over the whys of why am I doing this, so that by the time I get to what I'm going to do, it should be, hopefully in their minds, it should be set up so that it should be obvious that this is the way to go, and that if I wasn't going to do this, it would be bad. instead of me going right into here's all the stuff we're doing and them trying to look for holes and problems. So what I'm looking for from everybody is I'm looking for some ideas. If you had 1 hour, and that's how much time I'm going to be given, if you had 1 hour to present to your superintendent, and it was a do-or-die sort of presentation, you had one chance, and one chance only. Succeed, and you could use all the Classroom 2.0 skills. Fail, nobody in the district gets to use them. How would you set up that hour? What would you do first? What would you do second? How many minutes would you spend on each thing? What videos would you show? What sort of examples from other schools would you show? What sort of stats would you show? Research would you show? Would you keep it light? Would you keep it heavy? I don't know. I set up a wiki in which I'm going to be working on this. And it's, my spirits are kind of down, so I've chosen a great name. And if you're into rock music, it's www.morecowbell.wikispaces.com. Alright. And I'd really appreciate it if you went there and helped me organize this. Any ideas that you have, anything that you've used, that you've done in the past, any things that you know that have grabbed the attention of people. And it'd be kind of cool, too, if you can set it up on this wiki so that the next teacher who goes through this, you know, they can be referred to this maybe, and there's an hour agenda all set up for them. They don't have to go through it and try to create another one. Please go to there, and lend me a hand, would you? I would appreciate, you know, the help from all of you out there who've been doing this for a while and have already kind of done this presentation. Or if you can, maybe if somebody else out there has a site that's similar to this and already has an agenda worked out that I can refer to, that would be wonderful. So again, if you've made it this far, please leave a comment. And go to www.morecowbell.wikispaces.com. Hopefully, I don't know what today is. Today is Friday. Over the weekend, I'll have it set up and ready to go. I mean, the space is there. I just don't have anything up on it yet. So, hey, thanks. Paul Bogish, Turkey Crossing, signing off. Bye-bye. Thanks.